host, Greg and Dan show.
Wow.
What's the matter?
A lot was going on before the news. Turtle, Funk, and Sticky.
We have this last 7, 8, 9 minutes has been very unusual on the Greg and Dan show, and I liked every second of it.
That was my old law firm, Turtle, Funk, and Sticky.
Yeah, I remember that.
It should also be a bumper sticker for the Greg and Dan show.
Yes, Turtle, Funk, and Sticky. I have a funny thing about turtles. It has nothing to do with it, but let me tell you. There is a guy we know named Rick Butler. Rick Butler owns the woodworker shop. What's the other one, Danny?
Millworks.
Millworks. And then he also owns a donut store in Pekin. I have to give you a little history lesson on this, Craig, because you've only been around 2 or 3 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Historically, in Pekin, there was a donut shop called Spud Nuts. The reason it's called that is the flour they use for the donuts is potato flour.
Yeah.
Hence Spud.
And it has a lighter, different texture.
It's great. Very good. They're very good. Well, Rick, he's a classmate of mine from Pekin High School, so we both grew up Spud Nuts being around us. He decided a few years ago that he was going to buy Spud Nuts. And then he, I think, wants to like open stores and stuff. But they changed the name to Tados, T-A-D-O-U-G-H, Tados, as in potato, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, clever, right? Okay, good news, bad news.
There's
the good
a bad news,
is,
news there, yeah.
The good news is that they're opening a store in Peoria soon.
Oh, good news.
The bad news is way too close to my house. Way too close to my house, like dangerously close to my house. Do you understand
Within
me?
Within about 2 months, Greg's nickname will be Tato.
Yeah, yes, it will be. Look at Tato. Walking down university.
That's the other bad news is I knew a bunch of Irish guys when I was in college and a bartender, and Tato is a snack. It's like a potato chip there because they'd all yell when they got drunk, get Tatos!
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, so I guess that's a thing.
Wow, that's funny. Well, so yesterday I drove by where they're going to open their new store, which is on North University, and it still says coming soon. And so I sent Rick a note. And I said, hey, what's the ETA on Tatos? But I misspelled it. And I spelled, instead of T-A-D, T-A-O-D, Toad Doze, which, by the way, I will never eat.
Yeah, those sound
bad. I will
never
eat a donut made out of toads.
No, that doesn't sound good.
And he thought that was a hilarious mistake and then said to never say it again.
Recently, my wife discovered this Macron place.
Say it again.
Macron.
I love
it. Yeah. Is that how you say it, by the way?
Yes, it is. Macron. But you totally nail it.
Okay, good.
You're nailing it.
Well, because it's because of Emmanuel Macron. Everybody, you know, emphasizes it because of him. Yeah. But she found this place that makes Macrons, and it's only open for a few hours every day, and now it's a very important thing on the weekend for us to go and get a few of them.
Is it near where we're seated right now? It's not down here, is
No,
it?
It's not okay. down here. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
No, Macrons.
Macrons, yeah. Yeah, it's on a university, I think. Yeah. I can't remember exactly
where.
Is
it called the Macron place?
I think it is. I think that's all it's called. It's the Macron place. And so now I feel very fancy, by the way, whenever I'm eating one of those. It feels way different than having, say, any other sort of...
Yeah, because your pinky has to be up.
Yes, I am trying to convince my wife to go into... she's very good at pies, and she wanted to go into little pies because sometimes
do that
the little ones like this, individual, like little tiny pies.
Mm-hmm.
And I want it to be Yvonne's little bitty pie business, little bitty pie, or Miss Yvonne's little bitty pie.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a pumpkin, and she does a great a sweet potato apple, and you just sell, and it only like the macaron place. Just every once in a while, they're available.
There was this guy in Chicago, and I was just talking about him on the air like a week ago, Fasano and Fasano's Pies, and they're these little circular pies,
just little ones.
He would pop up all over the place on media and do all these interviews, and everybody loved the pies, because you can eat the whole pie by yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the little pie thing.
It's not even too much of a little bitty pie.
No.
It's really good.
Right. You can eat a whole pie and not feel bad about it.
Yeah.
She should make those. I want those very bad.
I will see if I can't just do a test run for you this weekend.
Okay.
Okay?
Good.
Little Greers would be a good name.
I cannot wait to tell her you said that. That is going to be great.
Does she ever get mad at Dan?
Nah, she doesn't get mad at Dan. Danny, when you said something about her the other day. Oh, I know what it was. He was telling me about somebody in his family. I'm not going to name this person, who was having some physical ailments with a knee or something or other. And Danny threatened. He goes, don't make me call Miss Yvonne because she'll come over there and start working on your leg. And it hurts. She loved that.
And won't buy any of your excuses.
Yeah, and won't listen to one excuse. Yeah.
The only reason I ask is whenever I get in just a little bit of trouble with the missus, never a lot from something I said on the radio and go home. I wonder if because of how long you guys have been a partnership, Dan can get that.
He doesn't get. No, neither one of us. In fact, it's funny because I worked with Yvonne for 10 years and people would ask us that all the time. Do you guys ever get mad at each other on the air? And it only happened one time where we brought something from home to work.
Oh.
It wasn't work going home. It was something we brought in and we were acidic to each other all day that day. It was hilarious.
I want that audio.
In retrospect, it was funny.
Sure.
But people went by in the halls. They said, hey, great show.
Yeah, don't go in there. What's happening on the Craig Collins show today? Anything exciting?
I don't know. Maybe we'll talk to the funk. Maybe we'll get some funk in the afternoon.
You should have some funk in the afternoons. Yeah. I think every show should have a little
great
bit of funk
interview.
In it every day.
Yeah.
That's a nice young man named Trey Brockett, otherwise known as Turtle.
Turtle.
I like having a friend named Turtle.
I do, too.
That makes me very happy.
Turtle throws a lot of music parties.
Did you ever own a turtle when you were a kid?
Not as a child. We owned a turtle for a very short amount of time.
Wait.
No, I'll explain this because it is a fun story. So my wife is working at Whole Foods, and she is asked by a colleague to, like, take two turtles because the person can't take care of them anymore. And so she brings these turtles home in this little jar, and I'm me. So I start Googling, like, how big the turtles are, how big the jar should be. By the time Betty gets home the next day, I've bought this gigantic aquarium, and we're in like a one-bedroom apartment in Chicago, so it takes up half of our living room, and it's got like an automated like thing on it and everything. It's just insane. The thing is gigantic, and the turtles, they're the happiest they've ever been in their lives.
Yeah, they won the lottery.
Right, they have a massive thing. There's like a heating area to it, and Betty looks at me, she's like, what happened? And all I said was, I read that this is what they needed, so she made me return it all, she gave the turtles back to the person she worked with.
That is a great Craig Collins snapshot story. That is you. That is absolutely you.
And he actually had like a little control pad for the turtles so they can turn stuff on and off.
Yeah. Right. He did all the electronic stuff that he does in his house.
Yeah. They had a warming station. They could like flip up onto it. They were so happy for 48 hours.
I'll tell you what, they were not happy when they had to go back.
No.
What a disappointment.
Yeah.
Way to go, Betty.
you ruined
those turtles' lives.
I couldn't afford the things I spent. She was absolutely right to make us return them.
That is funny, man.
The turtles were living better than you did.
It was true.
Craig Collins, this afternoon, 3 to 6. Check that out. Good to see you, bud.